Many Indiana residents need good jobs where they can make more than a living wage, can save money, and have health insurance. But a lot of the people who need these jobs can't physically get to them, WFYI's Sydney Daphne reports.
Some people love taking the bus to work, but Jimmy Smith had a long commute. I asked him.
Taking the bus to work every day, can you just walk me through, like, so if you had to wake up at this time and then get on the bus at this time, you know?
Well, I'd be at work at 6, so I can get up at like 4 to catch the bus at 5.
It got him to work, but it wasn't always reliable. In fact, sometimes it was
a pain in the butt.
But as long as the commutes can be within Marion County, and many aren't as long, to get to the suburbs where the bus lines stop and transit options are sparse, commutes are twice as long, or non-existent. And most of the good jobs in central Indiana that do not require a college degree are not on Indigo bus lines. A good job is more than a living hourly wage. In Indiana, it's more than an estimated $40,000 a year, and it has health care and opportunities to learn new skills and grow in your career.
I think when people live in poverty, we often blame the person and not the system.
That's Sarah Kallick with the Good Jobs Institute. She's a national expert on workforce equity and life outcomes. She says most people can't break the cycle of poverty without a good job. Obstacles like transportation and education compound on each other, which puts economic mobility further and further out of reach. And that cycle contributes to mental and physical health problems.
You're thinking about all the bills you can't pay and how you're going to make sure everyone has enough to eat and make sure you're not evicted. And that has a significant impact on your ability to focus.
Almost 75% of central Indiana's good jobs that are accessible for people without college degrees are not in Marion County, almost entirely out of reach of Marion County residents without cars, which is more than 30,000 households. Plainfield has some of the metropolitan area's strongest good job growth, and if you're traveling from Indianapolis to Plainfield, a van will pick you up at the end of the Indigo line.
Washington and Morris.
So I took Route 8 from downtown Indianapolis to Plainfield.
Possibly the Plainfield connector?
Yeah.
That's Indigo's communication director, Carrie Black, speaking with the bus driver. It's the end of the route. She's staying on the bus to go back home, and I'm getting my next ride.
Bye. Okay, so I just got off my bus, and I'm transferring to the South Plainfield connector.
The connector was a white van with around 20 seats. The only other rider was going to work in one of the many factories nearby.
The driver and I worked together to find my stop.
Yeah, I'm getting off at Perry and Stanley.
Perry and Stanley. I'm trying to figure out Perry and Stanley. What is Perry and Stanley? I don't know if there's a Perry and Stanley.
Perry and Stanley is on the side of a several-lane road with nothing in sight but manufacturing facilities. If I were to take the bus back home, maybe my child was sick at school or some other unexpected emergency, I'd have to wait more than 3 hours to catch the next connector, because they don't run in the middle of the day. So I took a Lyft for $40 to get back to Marion County. The trip there took about 90 minutes, and in Marion County, it's a shorter commute, but it's not perfect. Bus lines don't go everywhere. There are some efforts to address that.
Be a push and support for your loved ones and those that need a ride. Ask them, you know, help them. Say, hey, there's a great opportunity. You can contact Driven to Success.
That's City County Councilor Lakeisha Jackson, a leader of Driven to Success, a new microtransit initiative. For $2, Far East Side residents can schedule a 15-seat bus to pick them up at their door and take them anywhere within a 10-mile radius, to a job, the grocery store, the doctor.
Where they're lacking food access, again, food access, so the grocery stores, food pantries, employment, so to their jobs, if they need to go to an interview, if they need to pick up a job application for child care, any health care, pharmacy, all those needs.
Jackson says projects like this one make job access more equitable for central Indiana residents.
It's not where Lyft or Indigo can go that maybe this may be an additional, maybe they use those tools, but additional avenue or venue that could be added to their tool to use.
Recent transportation developments like the Purple Line also aim to fill public transportation gaps in Marion County. Jackson says she's working with officials from nearby Hancock County to expand Driven to Success into more areas. I'm Sydney Daphne, WFYI News.
Sydney Dauphiné is our economic equity reporter. She is one of two reporters WFOI shares in a newsroom partnership with the Indianapolis Recorder. You can find their coverage of economic and health equity matters on WFYI.org/news and on IndianapolisRecorder.com.